The journey for Springfield's Ryan McKinnity began 8 years ago.
So I enlisted into the military in 2007. I was still in high school at the time, and I did a split option. I went to basic training before my senior year of high school, and I did my advanced training after my senior year of high school. So then I worked a few jobs, as a National Guardsman, as a civilian on, you know, during the week. And then I found out our unit was receiving orders during 2008. So we deployed to Afghanistan in 2009. I was stationed on Bagram Air Force Base from February to December of 2009. And our job there was, we were the casualty reporting team, casualty liaison team. So our job was to report all of the sick, hurt, killed, everybody who was in, you know, had an incident overseas in our area of operations. Our team was responsible for reporting all of those incidents.
Even though McKinnity's job while stationed at Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan was not to leave the base and engage the enemy, he still experienced war firsthand.
So, you know, we were pretty safe. You know, I was fortunate. I had a pretty easy deployment. I had 3 hot meals a day and a shower, and a lot of people can't say that. But, you know, we didn't go out and do missions. You know, as you said, that wasn't part of our mission. But we did get, you know, rocket attacks and different things like that quite often. And while I was there from that time frame, we had 4 people die in Bagram Air Force Base from different rocket attacks or things like that. And, you know, we actually had a few that came pretty close to our buildings, but they ended up being duds. But stuff like that is still, you know, kind of frightening. So I remember a particular incident. It was actually Father's Day, and they sent a couple rockets over, and 2 people died. One was on guard duty, and one was sleeping. And so I just specifically remember it because it was Father's Day, and you know, so I made sure I called my dad. I said, "Before you look on the news, everything's okay." So.
And now, fast forward to Monday, August the 17th, the day I visited with McKinnity in his home. He was talking about the change from soldier to student and preparing for the new semester at SIU Carbondale and what the GI Bill means.
You know, it's hard enough to transition into the community. It's very difficult to transition back to school, especially if you were, active duty for 4+ years, you know, retired maybe 20 years. So then trying to transition back to college can be very difficult. So, you know, veterans may not feel like they fit into the college environment. It's for only 18-year-olds or, you know, whatever the case may be. But it just breaks some of those barriers, some of the financial costs to attend college and really be able to do what they want to do after military service. So the GI Bill really just provides an opportunity for veterans to start their own business, start a degree, whatever they want to do, and be able to make a difference in their community in other ways just besides their military service.
For many of us who did not serve, but instead went straight from 12th grade to college, there are some basic job skills that we might take for granted.
So, you know, when you're in high school, you're building a lot of those foundational skills, writing and math and things like that for college. And then when you leave for military service for however many years, you kind of forget a lot of those writing styles, punctuation, little things that we don't really think about and that we don't really use very often. And you just kind of get out of the habit of using those things.
And many colleges are readying for this influx of Iran and Afghanistan war veterans.
You know, now with the GI Bill, colleges, knowing that many veterans are going to return to college, they've now created a lot of different programs to help veterans once they, you know, arrive to college. Like SIU has a veteran-specific English class, for example, English section to help veterans. So there's a lot of different things that, you know, schools across the country are now creating, you know, on top of the GI Bill to really help veterans once they come to school.
And in case you're wondering how many veterans are on the SIU Carbondale campus,
we had 847 unique GI Bill users on campus, on the main campus in the past year, in 2014.
That's Paul Copeland, an Air Force veteran himself, and he's currently the coordinator of veteran services at SIU Carbondale.
Right, so going back to the original GI Bill, which was designed specifically for returning servicemen who maybe couldn't come back to their job that they had left, or they had joined the military immediately after high school, and now they're coming back looking for, what am I going to do in America? So the idea of sending them to school was a real positive. And so the GI Bill was designed specifically for that.
Then 9/11 happened.
Then during the post 9/11 era, the deployment rates are becoming sort of painful. It's clear that people are putting a lot of blood, sweat, and tears into military service. And the thought, and I think it was Senator Webb that introduced the idea, he was a veteran himself and had a child who was serving, sort of brought up this idea that, you know, we really need to go back to the World War II concept that says, when you come back, we're going to pay for your education. One of the things in the post 9/11 GI Bill that was unique and new was this ability to transfer the benefit to your dependents. And so as a retention incentive, you were allowed as a member of the military to transfer the post 9/11 benefits to your spouse or children, and in exchange for agreeing to stay for 2 or 4 more years service in the military. And so we're seeing more and more military family members coming to school using the GI Bill benefits.
And so even though the style of war has changed since the GI Bill was created in the wake of World War II, Copeland adds the mission of helping vets has stayed the same.
It does come back to this idea that veterans coming out of the military are looking for that next phase of life, and the ability for them to go to school is beneficial both to them and to the nation.
And for Springfield Specialist E-4 Ryan McKennedy, his journey from Bagram Air Force Base in Afghanistan to Carbondale continues to look bright.
You know, I've, as a veteran, as a military member still in the Guard, I think I've used almost every educational benefit I've had available to me. So I've definitely made sure to take advantage of that. And one of the reasons why I was able to get a bachelor's and a master's degree. But I think overall the GI Bill is important because it gives veterans an opportunity to go back to school.
For WSIU Radio, I'm Kevin Boucher.